battling to control the inferno. Across Spain, it's a race against time to contain wildfires that have been raging out of control, from the south of the country to the north, where blazes have scorched 4,600 hectares of land over the past few days.
What's he doing?
Train journeys also thwarted by the worst wildfires for a decade. In a visit to one of the worst affected areas, Spain's Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez made clear what he thought was to blame.
I want to say that evidently climate change kills. It kills people, kills the ecosystem, the biodiversity, and it also destroys the most precious goods of our society, which is affected by these wildfires, homes, businesses, and livestock.
We're here in a farming area, in an agricultural area near the town of Zamora, one of the worst affected parts of Spain, where the wildfires have been raging for days, and we've seen truly apocalyptic scenes. The flames are just taking over suddenly entire areas of farmland, entire buildings filled with animals and farming equipment. People are trying to use harvesters to dig fire lines to stop the fire where it is, but it continues to rage on and take over more and more land, just using it as fuel, burning further and faster.
In southwest France, firefighters were using every means at their disposal, including controlled burning, a tactic used to clear out the buildup of flammable materials by igniting the surrounding vegetation. And it is a matter of urgency. Since Tuesday, the blazes have already consumed thousands of hectares of forest in the Gironde region, and thousands of residents and tourists alike forced to move to emergency shelters. Amid all this is the uncomfortable reality of the effect of record-breaking high temperatures. As delegates from 40 countries gathered at the Petersburg Climate Dialogue in Berlin, the message from the hosts: act now before it's too late.
And while we are still grappling with the fallout from the pandemic, the impacts of climate change are becoming even more dangerous across the world.
A threat that risks spilling out beyond countries directly affected. Zain Basravi, Al Jazeera, Zamora, Spain.